This is episode number 2466 of the Who Cares News for Monday, June 19th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
May I remind you, this is called the Who Cares News.
Oh, okay. I've been reminded.
Courtney just announced she's pregnant during the Blink-182 show on Friday. She was in the crowd, up a sign for Travis Barker that read, "Travis, I'm pregnant." So after Travis saw the sign, he jumped up and down and gave her a hug and kiss. Poster was a reference to the video for All the Small Things.
Yeah.
Fans think the whole thing was staged, that Travis probably already knew.
Yeah, wonder.
Duh. You think?
Yeah.
So, well, of course, he probably did, because it seemed like it was just a fun way to publicly announce to all of their adoring fans.
Yeah, yeah.
About their happy news.
About their happy news.
Courtney, she would have had to been a really diehard Blink-182 fan to come up with that joke on her own. I mean,
now how old? She's 40 something, right?
Yeah,
she would have been a teenager, right? When Blink-182, how long ago was that?
24 years ago.
Well, okay, so she would have been 16, right? Is that right? Yeah, so she kind of could have been a Blink-182 fan. How weird is that? Think about that. She was a teenager when they were famous. Oh my god.
How old is he?
I think he's a little older than her, not much.
Not much.
But she's old, comparatively. her most famous sister is almost, you know.
Who, Kylie?
Yeah. Is what? She's 16 years younger than her or something like that?
That's true.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, so yeah,
see,
you think about that. Like that. Yeah. Right.
Huh. So,
I
yeah,
think that
true.
Was planned. That was staged.
Courtney's old enough to be Kylie's mama.
I want to know who was holding the poster up in the video. Telling Travis 24 years ago that she was pregnant. Actually, I think most of the guys holding up the posters in that video, if I remember correctly, were guys. Nah, I have to go back and look.
Really?
Yeah.
So Courtney also posted baby bump photos yesterday, and she's a little bit farther along than, "Hey, Travis, I'm pregnant."
Yeah, this is probably just a... You know what? Nobody over there does anything that's not planned.
It was just a throwback to...
I get it.
The video.
I think that's great. And she missed the mark because Thursday was throwback day, not Friday. She should have done it on Thursday.
Leave it to Courtney.
Now, we're going to hear all about this in a year from now on the Kardashians show, because that's when they reveal all this stuff is a year later.
Yeah.
Or a season later, I should say. It's not really a year, is it? It's really a season.
It's like 8 months or something.
Yeah, something like that. But I haven't really been watching, but I understand that they went through a lot of fertility issues, she and Travis.
Yeah.
And then Travis has been ill. He's had some issues he had to go to the hospital over, and very ill, as a matter of fact. So he's better.
She's in her 40s, and she's going to have a kid.
Well, that's not a big deal anymore. Used to
no,
be.
No, but she has hired help, so it really isn't.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, it's true, too. You think about the guys, though, that have babies when they're 83, like, I don't know, Robert De Niro.
Gosh.
He definitely has help. He probably needs help for himself, not just help taking care of the kid.
I think the baby mama just wanted the fact that it's Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah. But
or
I
any
mean,
other rich old guy.
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
True, that's true.
Doesn't matter if they're there or not, because, you know, hey, now they're connected forever.
Travis, I'm pregnant.
Tom Hanks is sharing the simple secret to grandparenting success.
Oh my. Grandpa Tom.
Yeah, Grandpa Tom.
You know what? It makes sense. I mean, these kids are all grown. They've got to have kids of their own.
It's just weird to think of
Tom Hanks being old enough to be a grandpa. But he is. I get it.
He says... You have to make macaroni and cheese just perfectly. I would agree.
Wow, I guess that's right. I wouldn't think that would blow up grandparenthood, but I guess
well,
it would.
if you put in too much milk or not enough, it would just be cheesier. But if you put in too much
milk,
the noodles are bad.
Yeah, yeah.
You mess up your noodles.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The noodles do have to be cooked just right.
Then it's a grandparent fail.
Too, Too al dente, kids hate. Too mushy, kids hate. It's got to be just right. Is this a Goldilocks story? Is Tom Hanks Goldilocks? I mean, come on now.
Hey, Hanks a lot.
Hanks
it may
a lot.
Seem basic, and it is. It just figure out if they prefer the dry mac and cheese mix or the gooey variety, and if they prefer it to be sticky or if they like it to have a more liquidy consistency, and don't try to get cute by adding any vegetables or fancy stuff like truffles.
No, truffles won't fly. I guess that only happens at the Hanks household. Hey, kids, let's have some macaroni and cheese. And we just happen to have some extra truffles here because we can afford it. Let me shave a little bit of black truffle into your mac and cheese. You'll love it.
So Tom also jokes that if you love those little brats, they're as good as gold. Now Rita, you know, Grandma Rita Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah. She says there's other more advanced levels for that as far as getting the grandkids love.
Oh, how's that?
She says you got to get on the trampoline with them. Got to get in the pool with them.
See?
Got to get on the tennis court.
Got to do all the sports.
The you just got to hang
out.
Yeah,
yeah. You got to hang out. Tom is not going to do that because I'm afraid Tom might break a hip.
We don't want Tom to break a hip.
We can't afford for Tom to break a hip. I mean, it was bad enough when he got COVID and we thought, oh no.
We thought they both got COVID.
Yeah, but we thought the worst about Tom.
It's like, Grandpa can't play tennis because if he falls and breaks a hip, then he can't leave you that big fat trust fund that he's going to leave.
Well, now, come on now. We've been calling them America's mom and dad for so long. I guess we're going to have to call them.
Are they American grandparents?
Yeah, America's grandparents now. That's scary.
OMG.
Wow. That's just scary.
Don't break a hip, Tom.
Now, I will say this, and I nothing against Meg Ryan. Okay? But Rita Wilson has not had work. And she looks stunning.
Yeah, she does.
She looks stunning. She just takes care of herself. It's okay.
It doesn't matter if you take care. Well,
it's okay. Yeah. But to look at Meg Ryan now is like, I'm sorry. Everybody in Hollywood
says
the same thing.
She's better than she was.
But not great.
No, because it was.
Not great.
You can't unring that bell.
Well, yeah.
You know, with all the fancy-ass plastic surgeons out there for the stars.
You would think
one of them would say, let me fix you.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm sure people have offered.
It's like, why can't they fix Priscilla Presley?
Oh, no, she's beyond fixing. She's too far gone. Huh. But I said that about Cher, and Cher outlived her plastic surgery. She did. I mean, she still doesn't look natural, but she looks better than she did 20 years ago.
Well, you live long enough, the stuff does biodegrade at some point.
With our apologies to Cher and to Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.